69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Zen by Kilo Bravo. I found Kilo Bravo because of their amazing drummer, Greg. Greg is also in this other band I think I might have mentioned like once or 200 times, No Application Fee. And I've known about Kilo Bravo for a while, but their first album just had way too many listens for this podcast. And honestly, it was a bit too Beatle-y for me. Very different, more mellow. I still sent it to all of my friends, like all of my Beatles fans friends, because it's everyone but me. You should definitely go check out that album if you like the Beatles. But when I heard they were dropping another album, I patiently waited. I waited for Good Grief to come out. And it was so good, you guys. It was definitely more rockin'. I just got these Scott Weiland vibes. And you guys know I love Scott Weiland. It gave me good old STP vibes, which is STP with Scott Weiland. That's the good STP. It's the only STP if you ask me, but we're not going to go there. Got some Velvet Revolver vibes. Still a bit Beatle-y, but definitely more like grungy 90s vibes, post-grunge. It's just my favorite. It's that sound that makes me just like, oh, makes me all warm and fuzzy inside with a bit of angst. But I just love it so much. I went with Zen, and I know it's the opener. I usually don't go with the opener, with the opening song, but I loved that little minor detail, how it starts off with Good Grief, and that's like the name of the album, and then he just says it right off the bat in the first song. I like that little minor detail. I don't know. I just thought it was cool. So I really dug that, and I just thought this was a good middle for preparing you for the album. So there's a more mellow songs, but there's also more hard rocking songs. And this was just a good like mix of what you were going to like, of what to just expect from the album, I guess, just to start you off. So this is what I wanted to bring to the table so that when you go listen to the whole album, because you're going to fucking love it, you're going to love it. I just wanted to bring this song. With that, I'm going to play a clip of Zen by Kilo Bravo, followed by a clip. Yay! I got a clip from the band again. Woo! I'm on a roll, you guys. Usually you would probably already start to hear the song right now, but because Greg is on drums, we're just gonna cut to the beginning of the song. And that's just how it has to be.
Hey there, this is Chris from the band Kilo Bravo. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the song Zen off of our new record, Good Grief. So Zen was written back when we were all kind of forced to spend time with ourselves. And I was reflecting a lot and looking inward. And I think generally those times were kind of shrouded in a sort of negativity and darkness that I was just trying not to fall into. So I wrote this chorus, in spite of my weaknesses, I'm feeling Zen because life is beautiful. And I kind of started singing it like a little mantra just over and over and over, trying to like remember that this isn't going to last forever. Life's not that bad. We live to see another day. It ended up becoming, you know, a little bit of a snotty punk rock anthem, I think. But I do believe what I'm singing. It's not all just tongue in cheek. It's a lot of fun to play, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks.
So I cannot stress enough like how much I just freaking loved this album. I loved it so much. It was so amazing to see live, like to hear live. Rod and I debated going to this show. Longtime listeners will know I'm old. I don't travel to shows anymore. And I am cheap as fuck, dude. Roma Part was playing at the same time, the same day, like in the opposite direction. And they even hit me up and was like, hey, if you want to go to the show, just let us know and we'll put you on the list. So I was getting like a free show. I was going to get a free show. And I was like, oh, I was like, you know what, Roma Part, we always support you. We will catch you at the next gig. But yeah, this time we travel to Costa Mesa. And when I say we, it's producer Rod and I. Yeah, I don't think we've ever been to Costa Mesa, but we went. We took the 45-minute drive down there, paid to support Kilo Bravo. And it was such a freaking awesome show. We'd never been to the Wayfair. The sound there was amazing. Let me give my little review. Parking was decent. Okay. The sound was great. I don't know if it's the same sound guy all the time, but whoever their sound was for that night was amazing. So like, I mean, credit to the band, credit to the sound person. You guys know I talk shit when the sound is bad. The disappointment of the night was that the kitchen closed by the time we got there, and I can't give you a food review, but I would definitely recommend checking out this place. But so good. Like live, it's just a different level. Like you just hear different things like in the music live. So I heard like Thin Lizzy tones, a little bit of Third Eye Blind with some layers of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And Rod said Nirvana, and I'm not your Nirvana expert, so I'm just gonna take his word for it. Oh, and a little bit of The Who. That was in like that. It was like a mix between like The Who and a Third Eye Blind. Like there was that one song that, yeah, it was giving me Who and Third Eye Blind like vibes. And I was like, yes, dude. I was like, that's cool. We can mix these two bands. They played, we got there like maybe the second song in, I don't know, a little bit after 10. And I freaked out a little bit because the lead singer was like, oh, this is going to be our last song. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I traveled like 45 minutes to get there. But then, yeah, they just went into like the whole freaking hour. I think they played just past 11. Check out the album, Good Grief. Go check out this band. Check out their Bandcamp. They have both their albums on vinyl. If that's your thing, you know, go support. They also have some t-shirts up there. Zen will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Follow Kilo Bravo on Instagram. It's Kilo Bravo Music. All the links are in the show notes. You can follow me at @dfermusic on Instagram. I would greatly appreciate that. I would also appreciate a rating on whatever you're listening to this on. Say hi to your dad for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Bye.